This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Zedgy Today, live nationwide, around the world, and on Armed Forces Radio. And this is the last weekend of October, Halloween weekend. I hope that you're having a great time with your kids going out trick-or-treating. On our show this second hour, a very dear friend of ours. She's been on our show several times, and she's a terrific lady, and of course, the daughter of Mr. Cool, Dean Martin. Dina Martin will be joining us. Ben Gooley will be on the program. He's from MeTV, and is 11th year on that network. And I got to tell you something, they've got a terrific weekend of Halloween horror shows, but they aren't all scary. Some are Leave It to Beaver, Andy Griffith. I mean, you got to listen to Ben Gulli. He's a great guy. And from HGTV, Egypt Sharon. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Zedgy Today. We're going to pause only momentarily. When we come back, my first guest of the second hour, Dina Martin.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Zedgy Today, and you are also listening to our next guest, the very beautiful friend of ours for many, many years. Joining us right now is Dina Martin. Hi, Dina. How are you? Nice to hear your voice again.
Well, thank you. I am excellent. Nice to hear your voice, too. It's a great voice.
Coming from you, that's a supreme compliment. But I have to tell you something, okay?
Yeah.
I watch you every single Friday at 4 o'clock Eastern Time on social media, on my Facebook page. I wave to you. I send you a little message. You never say hi, but that's okay. That's okay. Don't worry about it. And this show that you're doing on Facebook is unbelievable. I mean, it is beating out the Grand Ole Opry. It's beating out all kinds of tune-in figures. I mean, it's one of the pollster's top 10 artist of the first quarter of 2021. Congratulations, Dina. You've turned a new leaf in a remarkable career.
I guess so. Thank you very much. And it's just, it's absolutely amazing to me, mind-boggling. you know, how it started. And this coming Friday is going to be 70 shows, consecutive Fridays. Quite remarkable to me. But it all started because of the pandemic, and my shows were all canceled. And I said, well, what am I going to do? You know, I said, what are we going to do for the, you know, people who were coming to the shows? It was in Beverly Hills at Herb Alpert's club. And so my fabulous assistant, Rosaria, said, why don't you do a Facebook Live show? And, of course, I said, what's Facebook Live? And then she explained what it is. And we went down into my rehearsal studio, put my iPhone on a tripod, and John on music, my handsome husband, John.
Right.
So it took off.
Well, I got to tell you, I was there in the beginning. I call it the evolution of the set. Because in the beginning,
right.
It was just a nice couch, you're very casual. Now you come out like you're at the MGM Grand, beautiful, you know, star-studded outfits. You got the gold records on the wall. I mean,
right.
it has come, as they say, a long way, baby.
It's come a long way. Yeah, I had on jeans, I think, the first, you know, I was sitting on a yeah, but it has been, it's been a lot of hard work, that's true, but it's been so much fun and so rewarding, and I've made so many pallies all over the world.
Yes, you have, and that great little martini beforehand is a great touch. Now, here you are, a successful singer, and now you have taken a step in the same venture, not only the same venture, but the same radio station that our mutual friend, our pal Tony Orlando, has done on Saturday nights with Tony Orlando. You are now going to be on WABC 77 out of New York City on Sunday evenings at 9 o'clock Eastern Time with Dean and Dina Martin's Sunday Nightcap. Tell us about this. This is very, very exciting.
Isn't that great? And, of course, you know, Tony Orlando is, of course, you know, one of my old pallies from from way back. I think I met him when he was on the Dean Martin Roasts, you know, 100 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
However long. But we have remained friends ever since then. And he had me call into his radio show one night. I thought, oh, you know, this is fun. And then he called in on, let me see, I guess it was near the Grammys. He called in to Facebook Live. He's such a doll. And then, of course, my other pally, Joe Piscopo, he's on Sunday nights, and he said, do you know what, Dina, he called. So Joe called me, and Tony called me. They said, you want to do a radio show on 77 WABC, you know, in New York City? I said, well, of course, you know, that could be fun. And so then last night was the first show that we did. And it's, you know, people have been loving it. And, again, it's a lot more work. Well, here you are doing, you know, your radio. And so it's a lot of work, but it's so, it's a whole different thing for me. Well, you know, my handsome husband, John, and I had a radio show for years. And, you know, we're just, you know, playing all the, you know, great music. And you know, so I thought, well, you know what? Maybe it's time to get back into it because of, you know, Joe and Tony, and it's, you know, one big happy family. So we're just continuing on with what I love to do.
Well, I got to tell you, it's a great idea. And Tony's having a ball. He calls me like every other week. He says, am I doing this right? Am I doing that right? I said, Tony, you're fine. Just let it go, man. And I know this is going to be sensational for you. In lieu of the fact that you've been so successful with this Facebook and the social media show that you do every Friday afternoon, I couldn't be happier for you, Dean. I really couldn't. It's sensational. I'm glad you're doing that. You know, I was just talking about you the other day to Joe Montana because I keep asking him how close you are to the Dean Martin story because I know he has maybe a possibility of being involved with that. And he says, talk to Dina. I said, well, I'm going to talk to her in a couple of weeks. I'll ask her.
Yeah, he will definitely be involved. You know, it's funny, when my book came out and he called me right away, Memories Are Made of This, Dean Martin Through His Daughter's Eyes, he called me, he said, okay, he said, I want to produce the movie, and I said, do you want to star in it? He said, no, I want to direct it, I want to do this. He said, I want this, this book, I want to make it into the movie. And so then we've been talking ever since. But he did, but we do have a documentary coming out.
Oh, do you?
And
really?
It's going to come out as soon, and we've interviewed everybody. And the guys from Creative Chaos are the ones who put it together. They're fabulous. And so we have, of course, interviewed Joe Montana, Angie Dickinson, Bob Newhart, Florence Henderson, you know, George Slaughter. So it will be a very, very, a really interesting documentary. I don't know what everybody said, but I'm sure it's going to be, you know, fabulous. And, you know, so it's, I love Joe. And in fact, it's too bad you weren't there when I roasted him at the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, and it was the first Dina Martin celebrity roast, and we roasted him. He's such a good guy.
Yeah, he is a great guy, and I got to tell you, I was to many of the roasts with your dad in the audience, because my partner for many, many years was Ed McMahon, and Ed just loved Dean. When is that documentary coming out, Dina?
I'm not exactly sure, because we've been down for a year, if you know what I mean. And so, but
gotcha.
In fact, I have to call Tom after we hang up and figure find out what's going on. But it will be spectacular because of all the people that we have interviewed, and the guys, the Creative Chaos guys, are fantastic. So I'll find out, and then I will let you know, of course, and I'll come back on the show and we'll promote it.
Like crazy, we'll promote it. And if George Slaughter's on it, it's got to be a unique presentation, because he's something else, George. You know?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Very picky,
which
is good.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Which is good.
And what was I going to say about the... That will be fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, I know the documentary is going to be really a lot of fun and interesting, and all the people that they have interviewed, and one in particular, my Aunt Anne. She's the last remaining, she's 85 years old,
oh.
And she was my mom's sister. She was the youngest sister, but she's one of the those people who remembers everything. Everything. If you say, okay, let's see, it was the 31st of August, 1932. She says, oh, that was a Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No, she's one of those.
Oh.
That was a Wednesday. And we were going to go bowling, but then your mom said, no. She just remembers everything that was going on. And so so when Tom told me that they interviewed her, that it was just, spectacular.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
They got more out of her than they've got out of anyone.
Dina, we're going to pause for a second. Our special guest is my friend of many years, Dina Martin. She's got so many things going on in her busy life. She's got her Facebook internet show every Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Last week, she premiered a new radio show that's on Sunday evenings, and she's preparing to go out on the road and make personal appearances now that the restrictions on the pandemic are gone. So she is busy, busy, busy. And Dina and I will be right back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
Come and take a trip in my rocket ship. We'll have a lovely afternoon. Kiss the world goodbye and away we'll fly. Destination moon. We'll travel fast as light till we're out of sight. The earth will be like a toy balloon. What a thrill you'll get riding on my jet. Destination moon. We'll go up, 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 straight to the moon we two.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back with Ron Segi today. My guest has been kind enough to stay over for another segment on our show. We're talking to Dina Martin. Of course, Dina has now a brand new radio show that just premiered. She also, every Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, does a full hour show from her home in her studio that's seen and heard on Facebook. She's going to go back out on tour. She is one busy lady. And you know, Dina, I think I may have mentioned this to you once before. And if I did, I'm getting it a little long in the tooth that I don't remember some things. I remember very well telling you that several years ago when my sons were in their teens, young teens, when we went out on a trip to California, my one son said, I don't want to go to California because there's earthquakes, but the only reason I'm going is if you promise me you'll take me to see the gravesite of Dean Martin. At 16 years old, he had a license plate on the front of his car that said Dino, and he's totally obsessed. And I said, you know, you take after your grandfather, my father, was so in love with your dad, is that he could not stand the team of Martin and Lewis. I think I told you that before. In fact, I was telling it to Sean Levy, who wrote a book about Jerry Lewis not too long ago, because he kept on saying, you know, that kid is messing up all of Dean's songs. I don't like that man.
That is so cute. And it's funny you mentioned that, because now I'm thinking, you know, your friend Ed McMahon, when Frank Sinatra invited my, you know, dad, asked my dad to go on to the MDA telethon.
Yeah.
When he, with Jerry, this is when they got, you know, when they, he had him come back. My dad told me, because he didn't tell anyone he was going to do it. And I said, well, what'd you do? How'd you, he said, well, I, you know, Ed McMahon hid me in his trailer.
Well, his wife's going to come visit us tomorrow, so hopefully I'll tell her that story.
Tell her that, say thank you. I mean, because I'll never forget. Well, I don't know, it was in 1976 or something.
Yeah.
I'm in New York in my apartment, and of course, we would watch the telethon every year, and all of a sudden I see, you know, Frankie says, you know, Jerry, I got a guy that really loves what you do here, and I see my dad walking. You couldn't even see his face, but I could tell it was his walk.
Yeah.
I thought, you are kidding me.
Coolest guy on earth. Even Elvis Presley said, there ain't nobody cooler than Dean Martin. And I tell you something, you're carrying that torch, and I appreciate that, as so many millions of us really do. I mean that, Dean, I really do.
Oh, thank you.
Author, an actress, a vocalist, of course, of incredible length. A licensed pilot. You still living in Branson?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's and thank heavens, it's just been so nice here for the past year. We've been, you know, very pretty house, and so I, you know, so it's been okay. It's hard to get places from here,
yeah.
But you know, I can't wait to get out and get on the road again, and you know, start singing, you know, live with my band, with all of my tally musicians, and get out there and see people, you know, because it's kind of tough just going down into my rehearsal studio and having, you know, my handsome husband John and Rosario, and they go, yay, you know, one person clapping, You know, after you do a song, it's, well, you know how it is.
Yeah.
You see the show every week.
I see the show every week, but you know what? All you need to do is put an applause track in, and you'll be good as new.
Oh, there you go. There you go. All right, now you're talking.
I also remember telling you the fact that our family is such a fan, and me too, that I had to go out and buy a Stutz Blackhawk. I have in my studio, I'm looking at it right now, a picture of your father leaning up against his Stutz in front of your house in Beverly Hills.
Yes, uh-huh.
And when I take that car out, I bring that picture with me and put it on the hood so that people can see that Dean Martin had a car just like this.
Oh, how great is that? I love that picture of him. I have that, hanging up downstairs. Yeah, that was at 601 Mountain Drive, Beverly Hills. Oh, wow, you just brought back a lot of memories. Oh, my gosh.
Gina, when are you going to go back out on the road?
Well, John is making arrangements right now. We don't want to be the first people out, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that everything is safe, and I have to work it out between, you know, getting to New York and the radio show and the Facebook Live show, because we have not missed one show yet.
No.
It's been, you know, I'll say 69 consecutive Fridays. So I want to make sure everything is right, and I've been asked to go to a lot of places, and John's trying to work it out so that we can get it going. Can't wait.
I can't wait either, and I can't wait for you to come down here in Florida, but I'm going to be up in Branson visiting Tony and a few other friends, and when I get up there, I will give you a call, so maybe we can break some Italian bread and have some pasta fagioli together.
Absolutely. We will do that. That's a date.
Well, Gina,
okay.
Again, congratulations, and every Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, it's Dina Martin's show on Facebook, in social media, and, of course, now Sunday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on WABC 77 Radio and across the night. You know, that you now you're around the world with all the Internet and everything else, so that's fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I have a question for you. They put on my show at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Now, they have, you know, now they're thinking of maybe we'll put you at 8 o'clock, and I don't know which is the better slot, 8 o'clock on Sunday night or 9 o'clock, because we're working on all of that, and, you know, I would love your expert opinion.
Well, to be very honest with you, under certain conditions and certain shows, obviously an 8 o'clock slot is good. For your show, I think a 9 o'clock slot is good, because on Sunday nights, I think people do everything a little bit later, and there would be nothing better than at 9 o'clock. Clock, as they're getting ready for bed, sitting in their, you know, room.
Right.
I would go with the 9. I really would.
All right. I'm going to go talk to John and all the people at WABC.
Yeah, pretty good.
Radio.com. And I think you're right, because it's a Sunday nightcap.
Yeah, it really is. And there was a fella, and I can't think of his name, many years ago, that did a show 10 to midnight every night. I don't know what station it was on. It might have been WABC. It was a Sinatra show. And I think...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that later night, because Tony does his 10 to midnight, and frankly,
yeah.
Trying to think of my show, on the East Coast, it airs at 7 o'clock p.m. on the weekends, but on the West Coast, it airs at midnight, which is 9 o'clock, so 9 o'clock Eastern time, so that's a great time slot.
Yeah, it is. All right, well, you know, it's so brand new, which, you know, did the first one, so we will figure it out, and I appreciate your input on that, and... All right, now I got to go pick out some songs.
I'll let you go. You got a show here this weekend.
I got a lot of stuff going on.
Well, look, thanks for spending time with us, Dina. If you need a good announcer, If you need an announcer, I know I can get one for you, okay?
Oh, yeah, I know you can. All right, you're the best.
Thanks, Dina.
All right, my dear.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we love you, dear. And,
okay, love you.
We'll be watching.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dina Martin has been our guest. A good friend of the show, delightful lady. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
I don't want to be the to say I'm gonna miss you, but I will. I don't wanna say I'm gonna cry my eyes out, baby, but I will. I'm not ashamed for you to know how much I really love you so, 'cause it was such a thrill. And just remember when you're gone, there'll be
if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. president, among the leaders of the world's biggest economies, who on Saturday at a summit in Rome endorsed a global minimum tax on corporations. That move by the group of 20 was hailed by U.S. Treasury Chief Janet Yellen, saying it benefits American businesses and workers in particular. G20 finance ministers in July had already agreed on a 15% minimum tax, but it needed formal endorsement at that Saturday summit in Rome. Yellen predicting in a statement the deal on new international tax rules with a minimum global tax, quote, will end the damaging race to the bottom on corporate taxation. As the nation's vice president rolled up her sleeve to get a COVID booster in Washington on Saturday morning, Kamala Harris told reporters,
the vaccines are free, they're safe, and they will save your lives.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop.
was an eerie sight. Everybody dressed like one.
We are back live nationwide with Ron Segi today, and that is the music of an old friend of mine, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. He recorded that song in 2016 to talk about our next guest. It's called the Zvenguli Stomp. Joining us right now from MeTV, Zvenguli. Hey, how you doing, my friend? Nice to have you back.
Great to talk to you again, Ron. And yeah, Freddie Cannon is such a terrific guy, and it surprised the heck out of me when he called me and said, hey, I just wrote a song about you. I mean, I couldn't ask for a nicer tribute.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. There's no doubt about it, and I hope he's doing well, too. Well, it's nice to have you back here, my friend. And as we were mentioning before we went on the air, we chatted several times in the past. And our guest, of course, is the host of a television show on MeTV. You know, Zvenguli, I love that network, MeTV. I watch that every night. I watch Perry Mason. I watch Alfred Hitchcock. I watch The Twilight Zone. I watch you. What a great, great lineup on that channel.
Well, definitely. You know, I think that's why MeTV is really the nation's number one classic television network. And I especially like that, again, this year we're doing the Scream With Me block of stuff from Friday to Sunday, Halloween. And, you know, we've got, you know, great episodes of all those favorites that you mentioned. You know, we've got a Perry Mason where a songwriter meets a bad end on Halloween. You know, it's like, holy cow. And so many of these other great shows, it's just great. And I think it's funny because, you know, it makes Halloween more fun. There's comedy mixed in there. There's the stuff that we run all the time that's scary, as you mentioned. The Twilight Zone and Alfred Hitchcock and even the Addams Family. So we've got all that stuff in there. And other episodes of various sitcoms, you know, just based on, scary stuff.
Well, yeah, it's a baby boomer heaven is what it is. Now, MeTV Network's 2021 Scream With Me, we just mentioned, is going to feature, believe it or not now, as you mentioned, Leave It to Beaver, The Addams Family, Gilligan's Island, The Beverly Hillbillies, and a 1965 classic, the legendary Frankenstein Meets the Space Monster. And you bring back, as we and I have chatted in the past, the old, back in the 50s and the 60s, late night scary shows on Saturday night that usually, at least in the city that I lived in, it was the anchorman that did the 6 o'clock news, and he put a flashlight under his chin, a little bit of makeup on, and then he was some monster. I mean, they were really funny. And at the time, very scary.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think everybody grew up in a market that had a horror movie host, and many times it was one of the news anchors or it was the guy that did sports or whatever. And it's a real tradition, and I'm really happy that we've been able to continue the tradition of hosted horror movies. We've been on nationwide now for over 10 years. And I think that's kind of a record as far as any of these type shows, as far as national exposure. So I'm very flattered that everybody has joined in watching us.
Well, I tell you, you do a great job with it. And, of course, spend a lot of time in Chicago television, 8 regional Emmy Awards, Chicago Television's Academy prestigious Silver Circle for outstanding contribution to Chicago television, 8 Rondo Awards, which honor, by the way, the best of horror sci-fi genre for the favorite horror host. And now, of course, you have this comic book debut, Zvenguli Meets the DC Universe, where you're alongside Superman, Wonder Woman, the Joker. And it all started, am I correct in assuming this, because I think you and I had this conversation before, in Cleveland by a gentleman that actually I had met back in the mid-60s, at the time, WKYC Radio, that I got the idea for using for my radio name, which was Ronnie G, and he was Jerry G. But he was the original Zvenguli?
Yes, that's correct. In Chicago, he was Jerry G. Bishop.
Right.
And he just happened to be the staff announcer back when they had live staff announcers at TV shows and TV stations. He would be on Friday nights when the horror movies were on, and he started doing this voice and this character, and it built into him doing, you know, a whole live-on-video version of the character hosting horror movies, and I was just a fan of his. I wrote him, you know, material, and he found out I was a broadcast student, and he liked the stuff I was sending him. He made requests for certain things, brought me in to do voices, and eventually it was him that decided that I should be his successor, first as son of Zvenguli.
As I mentioned before, I was a big fan of his, and when they needed a radio name, they said that Ron Segi was too ethnic, okay? okay. So they said, what do you pick? And I said, you know, there's a disc jockey that I've heard about. I met once or twice, and I'm going to use the G. A great story. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this, that Sven Gulli really is the very talented Rich Kaws. And, you know, I got to tell you something. You do a great job with this. And to be able to come up with new material on a show so much in demand, so much in the public eye, is not an easy thing, especially when you have to have it targeted so much to a sci-fi type of approach.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. That's really nice of you. And it's like, yeah, I always wonder sometimes, you know, since I started doing this over 40 years ago now, it's always like, you know, am I going to run out of ideas? But fortunately, you know, there's always new stuff that kind of spurs my mind, and I can come up with new things. And I'm very, very lucky that, you know, I always joke with people that it took me 40 years to become an overnight success, but I'm really grateful for it.
Boy, ain't that the truth. It's MTV's annual Scream With Me this weekend, which is Halloween. You make a lot of appearances, do you not, at different shows, too? I mean, you're not only, you know, it reminds me of the days of the disc jockeys where they do, you know, a couple of hours a night and make $1 billion. Doing record ops.
Yeah, I have to say now, due to the pandemic, we haven't been doing as much. I have some health conditions, coronary, and I'm diabetic. And because of that, my doctors have said during this time that maybe it's better that I'm not, even though I'm inoculated, that I don't, you know, meet so many people. So we've kind of been laying low, but I think this will be the last year that happens. I think we're well on our way to coming back. And I miss doing it just because it's so great to actually meet the people who are watching you. You know, with radio, you get phone calls from people. With TV, you know, you do the show, and the only way you have contact a lot of times as person to person is when you go out and do appearances, and I really miss that.
Well, you know, you really brought back a genre that has been missing, but I have to tell you something, you have done it superbly, and the success of it is unbelievable. Now, this weekend, by the way, as we mentioned before, is the MeTV. Did I say MTV before?
You might have, but that's okay. It's me.
It's MeTV's annual Scream With Me. And it's returning this weekend. As we speak, it is on there with our good friend Rich Kaws, who, of course, is Sven Gulli. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, okay, how's Freddie doing these days? And does he ever make an appearance on the show singing that song?
Yeah, he did, actually. We made a whole music video of it. And last time we talked to him, he's doing okay. Again, just like me, he hasn't been doing as many appearances. But again, we're hoping that we'll do more. And he has a second song that he's been working on for me. And I'm hoping that, you know, we'll eventually get to do a video with that, too.
Oh, that's great. Well, Rich, you are always welcome here. You know that I'm going to be watching not only this weekend for the Scream With Me on MeTV's annual Scream With Me for this Halloween weekend, as we mentioned. And anytime you want to come back and chat, you just pick up the phone and I will be there for you, my friend.
Well, thank you, Ron. That's nice to hear. And I just want to remind everybody, if you're not sure where to watch MeTV or you want to see what the schedule is for the Screaming With Me, all you got to do is go to MeTV.com and you'll find all that information. You can scream with me this weekend.
We're going to do that. Thanks, Rich. Have a great holiday season. If I don't talk to you before, I look forward to your return, my friend.
Thank you, Ron. Always nice to talk to you, and I hope you get some good things in your trick-or-treat bag.
I hope so, too. Our guest has been Sven Gulli. I got to tell you something. He does a sensational job on MeTV, and he's on, of course, all the time. But the network's 2021 Scream With Me weekend is this weekend, Halloween. Sven Gulli, Rich Kaws. And in the beginning of this segment, we introduced Sven Gulli by playing the song that Freddie Boom Boom Cannon recorded especially for him, the Sven Gulli Stomp. And those of you who remember Freddie Boom Boom Cannon from the early 60s with songs like Palisades Park, Tallahassee Lassie, and so many more, remember what a wild man he was on stage. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Take the stomp. Sven Gulli Stomp.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Said G today, live all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest is quite a lady. She's a radio and television personality, great speaker, best-selling author, wife, mother, home space expert, and she's a real estate broker. She's also the host of HGTV's Flipping Virgins and Property Virgins. And starting in next year with her husband, Mike, she's going to be having a new show on HGTV called Married to Real Estate. Joining us right now is Egypt Sherrod. Hi, Egypt. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey there, Ron. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That is a very cool first name. I tell you, I've never heard of, I mean, I've obviously heard of the country, but I've never heard of a person named that. That's very nice.
Yeah, I think it involved a very a curious night with my mother and perhaps some alcohol, but it's all good. It's done me well. It's done me well.
She obviously was a person of the 60s.
Yes, I think she would have agree with you.
That's pretty funny. Well, let's talk about modernizing a home. And a lot of times when people modernize a home, they think of just how the aesthetics look. But there's another underlying factor, and that's energy savings. Tell us about it, Egypt.
Really is, Ron. And, you know, after working for HGTV for a decade, or just, you know, being a real estate broker, people generally, when they ask me, where should I spend my money on modernizing, you know, it's, do I put it in my kitchen? Do I put it in my bath? And what I'll say is, yes, you still get your return there. There's still tons of value in updating those spaces. But let's start moving toward the wave of the future and towards the audience of the future. Millennials are still leading the way as far as home buyers, and what they want is efficiency. They want to save money, and they also want convenience. And so we start to think about how we update the systems of our house to reflect that and keep ourselves marketable. We have to change our brain a bit, sort of retrain our thinking. And we're moving toward all electrically powered homes and home appliances. And so when we know that, we can introduce ourselves to products that can help us get there quickly, like, for instance, the all-electric heat pump by Mitsubishi Electric. So they have a variety of ducted and ductless styles, including the Easy Fit recessed ceiling cassette. So that helps us achieve the comfort we want in a home, but also save that money, be more efficient, have a modern, healthy home. That's the way, that's the direction where the direction the world and the wave is going in, which is really smart technology. That's also another way to update your home. Millennials are looking for that. Who doesn't appreciate, you know, being more technically up to date and having a whole house that can kind of work itself? And just finding sustainable ways to save money. More and more folks are working from home now, you know, since the pandemic. It's just, I guess it's just the new way of the world. People working from home, and so when you spend more time at home, those bills to heat and cool, they go up quickly, don't they?
Oh, they absolutely do. Now, let me ask you this, though. What about this EcoFlow Power Solutions? What is that? Is that solar?
So it does have a solar option. Let me really introduce this to you and help you understand the logic behind it. So we've been hit by a lot of weather disasters as of recent, tornadoes and hurricanes, have we not?
Oh, boy. Unbelievable this year.
It really has been. And even when we just look at what happened with Texas, was that this year or last? It feels like it was last year. But they lost power. They went off the grid for an extended period of time. And it was millions of people lost power. And it was scary for people who had children. And it's like, well, what do we do? You know, nothing works. And so now you have this product. It's the EcoFlow Delta Max portable power station. It can simultaneously power up to 15 devices at once. So this is your air conditioners, your space heaters to keep you warm in a case of a blackout. You can plug your refrigerator in so that you can still have your food and keep it fresh, and it doesn't defrost and melt everywhere. It doesn't ruin your floors, you know, when everything starts to defrost. The battery itself charges blazingly fast in under 2 hours, so you can reuse it super quickly. But when you asked about solar, you know, is it solar powered? There are accessories that you can add to it, like a smart generator or solar panel. So yes, it will recharge it and be even more efficient. This is how we have peace of mind. This is how we safeguard ourselves in case we go off the grid. We can just plug in and continue life until things get back to normal.
So you mean this generator actually is battery powered, and it can be, if you want it to be, solar powered, and it doesn't have to be a big contraption on the side of your house that costs $18 billion, and you got, you know, all kinds of wires and everything going. It's not like that?
No, it's cost efficient. It's portable. You can pick it up and go. It's very small and petite. Best of all, here it is. It's quiet.
Yeah.
Because generators tend to be very intimidating and loud, and you know it's hard to resume normal life when that's all you hear. Right now, it's on in the background. I'm talking to you, but it's on behind me in the background. It can power up anywhere, anytime you need it.
And it can power an entire home. I mean, unless you're living in Graceland or something, it's for a normal size house. It can power up to a couple of 4 hours.
Absolutely. And you know what? You put it out in the sun, recharge it, bring it right on back. You know,
oh.
And you can continue to charge your home. And it's a 2016-watt device. And if you saw it, you wouldn't believe it. It's so small. And so, again, when we talk about modernizing our homes, yes, the aesthetics do still count, but the wave of the future is thinking about the system systems of our house. It's about energy efficiency. It's about saving. It's about being sustainable, living on less, but at the same time safeguarding ourselves in case of emergencies that we can't control.
So in other words, we're not only having a more economic, more efficient, and a less expensive way to power the house. I would assume for the environmentalists out there, lower carbon emissions is probably another good feature of this.
Absolutely, and then you're contributing, you're doing your part as a citizen, a global citizen.
You know, I'm still amazed at this EcoFlow. How big is it? Can you just pick it up and carry it?
I would say, I'm sitting next to it right now, and you don't even hear it. I would say, yes, you can, number one, you could pick it up and carry it, and I would say it's probably, and I could be a little wrong, but it looks to be no more than 24 inches in size.
Really?
24 inches in size, yeah. And so I could right now pick it up and carry it across the room. I could carry it to my car. You can use it indoors or outdoors. And so, you know, my idea was they will have, and I said it to my husband, we'll have one at the house.
Yeah.
But then also I'm going to put one in the car, because what happens in an emergency and I'm stuck in my car somewhere, you know?
Where can you get it?
You can actually, I want you to go to tiptv.com, and it has all the information and links of everything that I've just talked about. In case you missed some of it or you want to find out more, that's where you go, tipsontv.com.
Great, great advice, Egypt. Tipsontv.com. Well, I tell you something, I learned a lot today. I'm glad that you came. You're a perfect way to teach a dummy some really, really important things, and you're the teacher, and apparently I'm the dummy of this equation.
You're far from a dummy, Ron. You're far from a dummy, but I appreciate the time, absolutely, and hopefully this helps change some lives for the better.
And I tell you what, I look forward to having you come back soon and talk about your new show, Married to Real Estate. I look forward to that. Okay, Egypt?
I welcome it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Have a good one.
You too. Our guest has been Egypt Sherrod, a nice lady, star of a couple of HGTV television shows with a new one coming up next year. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What kind of career are you looking for? Do you dream of using your creative talents in the movie business? How about the advertising world? Or would you rather work in fashion? At Academy of Art University, we can help you get the art and design skills and experiences that employers want. Hundreds of top companies in the Bay Area and around the world have hired graduates from the Academy. You'll be trained by professional faculty members that have worked in the industry. So your education is practical and focused on what real-world companies want. You can get your degree at our San Francisco Francisco campus or anywhere online. Do what you want to do with your life. Call right now to get more information.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
That's a wrap with Ron Segi today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show. And our guests include Newt Gingrich, Howie Mandel, author Daniel Devise with a brand new book about B.B. King, Winnie Sun, Dina Martin, Vin Gulli from the MeTV television network, and from HGTV, Egypt Sharon. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Till then, I hope you have a good time trick-or-treating. And I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.